This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The mountain plover is a festival of contradictions. It's a shorebird, but most spend little time at the beach. The word mountain is in its name, but it's a native of the short grass prairie. Our topic is grassland birds, what's happening to their habitat, and why they matter. I asked Tammy Verkotteren, the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, why the mountain plover matters. One reason, she says, is that they love to feast on insects.
The majority of their diet are insects, especially during the breeding season. Birds can't usually control large insect outbreaks after they've begun, but under normal conditions, they can actually help suppress the number of insects, keeping them below the outbreak levels.
This can be very helpful to the crop producer because this bird sticks close to the fields. But that also is a problem. The bird is a ground nester. In fact, often they nest in the middle of fields.
In May, when the mountain plovers start showing up and we're doing a lot of field work again, we try to keep an eye out for the birds in the fields that we're working.
Meet Colby Lucassen, a producer at Kimball, Nebraska.
Every so often you come across a bird that's acting protective. That would be about the time that you want to shut the tractor down and get out and take a look, see if you can find a nest. It's usually pretty evident if there's going to be a nest because the bird will be very protective and try attacking the tractor.
Kimball is in the southwest corner of the Nebraska Panhandle.
We try to keep an eye out for all of them and make sure we don't go over a nest, and we'll farm around it. Then we'll call up Larry, and Larry will come out and mark it.
He's talking about Larry Snyder. Larry works for the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory as a sort of mountain plover guardian. In cooperation with farmers, he scouts plover nests and marks them, then producers farm around them.
So the idea here is just to get them to move so we can locate them. Once we locate a bird, then we back off. We can just barely see them and then watch them return to the nest.
Then Larry has a nest marking system the landowners are familiar with, according to Colby Lucassen. They farm around the plover nests.
Then he keeps an eye on it throughout the year and waits till it hatches and then lets us know, and then we can continue to farm that part of the land.
The mountain plover's population numbers are declining, and Snyder says the Bird Observatory offers an incentive to farmers to help protect the bird.
We do offer a cash incentive to landowners for farm around these mountain plover nests in tilled fields. If our field crew comes out and locate the nest, we give them $100 to defer tillage around that nest site. If the landowner goes out and makes the effort of his own of locating the nest on his own and reporting it to our field crew and allowing us to do research on that nest, we pay them $200 a nest.
He says it's all about education.
Taking the landowner out and introducing him to the bird, getting him more familiar with them, is a big key to the conservation of the species in Nebraska.
They've been marking these mountain plover nests several years now. I wondered whether this was having a positive effect on bird populations.
We have one particular spot of land that's pretty hot. We started off with two or three, and I think last year we had 13 nests.
Colby Lucassen talking about his experience.
That seems to be about the average now. Seems like what Larry's doing is really helping these birds, and they've wanted to come back and lay eggs again, so it's really great.
Learn more about mountain plover conservation and listen to archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Find us at Playa Country, PLAYA, PlayaCountry.org.